Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
I'm Ralph Fox.
Lawyers want a delay in the start of the trial of the suspected shopping cart killer. And
charges in Loudoun County after 100 dogs, cats, and rabbits are found in deplorable conditions. I'm Sandy Kozell.
If it's too hot for you, it's too hot for them.
Springing into summer safety with your pet, I'm Gigi Barnett.
It's 5 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Tensions between the U.S. and China are escalating again, with a Chinese warship coming just 150 yards of an American guided missile destroyer in the Taiwan Strait. The BBC's Monica Miller has reaction.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's speech stressed how important alliances are to keep peace and prosperity, and that America's partnerships bring the region closer together.
General Li Shengfu sent a stern message to Washington about the need for mutual respect and said China will never step back from defending Taiwan.
Late last month, the U.S. says a Chinese jet conducted an unnecessary aggressive maneuver in the South China Sea. In India, cleanup continues from a horrific train derailment that's killed about 300 people and injured hundreds. Here's CBS's Remy Innocencio.
This disaster is only the latest in a string of Indian train tragedies in which more than 1,100 people have died in the past two decades, usually blamed on human error or broken signaling equipment.
President Biden has signed debt legislation to avoid default. CBS's Christian Benavides has details.
President Biden signed the bipartisan deal brokered with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to raise the nation's debt ceiling and avoid default. The deal averts what economists say would have surely been an economic collapse just 2 days before that June 5th deadline.
YouTube is reversing its election misinformation policy. CBS's Dana Jacobson.
The social media company announced Friday it will no longer remove content that falsely claims widespread fraud, errors, or glitches occurred in the 2020 presidential election or any other past U.S. presidential elections. Under that policy, former President Trump himself was banned from YouTube for nearly 2 years after he claimed, without evidence, that the election was stolen.
A federal judge has overturned Tennessee's controversial drag ban.
The federal judge ruled Friday that a Tennessee law banning drag shows in public or in places where children may see them is unconstitutional. The judge says it violates freedom of speech protections. The Tennessee law was the first in the nation to directly target drag shows.
That's CBS's Allison Keyes reporting. And thousands of people are celebrating Pride now in Pittsburgh. The city's 50th anniversary parade yesterday helped celebrate the LGBTQ plus community there. Gerber is searching for its next spokesbaby. It's the 13th year the company's done a nationwide search for a tiny ambassador. But this year, for the first time ever, Gerber's asking parents to provide their own childhood photos. It's part of a new approach for caregivers and parents. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Good morning. It's Sunday morning, June the 4th, 5:03. Now 61 degrees in our area. Temperatures climbing to the high 70s. Thanks for joining us this Sunday morning. I'm Dan Ronan. The top local stories we're following here at WTOP. A welfare check in Landover leads to the arrest of a mother and a daughter.
A 911 call Friday led police to a home on Hill Road just off Central Avenue, where 44-year-old Candace Craig let them in. After a brief search, they found the body of Craig's mother, 71-year-old Margaret Craig, dead in the basement. Police believe Craig killed her mother back on May 23rd and then had her daughter, 19-year-old Celia Hardy, helped dispose of the remains. A motive has not been determined. Both women are being held at the Department of Corrections. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
The lawyer for the so-called shopping cart killer, the suspect Anthony Eugene Robinson, has asked a judge to delay an August trial because he has yet to receive a mental health evaluation to determine whether Robinson was insane when he allegedly killed two women in the Harrisonburg, Virginia area back in 2021. As first reported by WTOP, the defense attorney Louis Nagy is weighing an insanity defense and could argue that his client is not guilty by reason of insanity in the deaths of 54-year-old Beth Redman of Harrisonburg and 39-year-old Tanita Smith of Charlottesville. In September of 2022, Robinson was indicted on two counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of the two women and two counts of hiding their bodies. He was later indicted on a charge of aggravated murder of more than one person within 3 years, which is a Class 1 felony, the most serious crime under the state of Virginia law. The alleged mistreatment of animals by an animal rescue organization in Loudoun County is leading to more than a dozen criminal charges.
The former operators of the Luck of the Irish Animal Rescue in Round Hill are facing charges after an animal cruelty investigation found more than 100 animals living in filthy, unhealthy conditions. Investigators say that at the home of 51-year-old Kimberly Hall and 22-year-old Alex Hall, who ran the operation along with 50-year-old Nicole Metz, the floors were covered with feces and urine, with most of the animals confined in stacked crates. Most needed veterinary care. Text messages reportedly revealed that Metz and Hall brought some of the pets from out of state, including diseased cats and dogs that had attacked other dogs, claiming they'd been found as strays. Sandy Kozel, WTOP News.
We've seen the weather increase in terms of temperatures recently, and that warm weather can sneak up on us fast, sometimes a little bit too fast for the safety and care of our pets. This week, vets are sending a friendly reminder to get our furry friends ready for the heat now.
Michelle Riley has two 11-year-old pugs, Oscar and Ollie. She knows the rules for pet summer safety.
Checking out for the hot asphalt, that's one thing that a lot of people forget.
Something else, summer brings mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks, which can carry dangerous heartworms.
Summer is absolutely the time of year when you want to make sure that your dogs are prevented against those types of things.
Her pet's vet, Dr. Peter Eag at the Poolsville Veterinary Clinic, agrees. One of his biggest no-nos, leaving your pets inside vehicles, even if the windows are down.
1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, no way. 85 degree temperature outside, it's 120 degrees inside the car within 10 minutes.
Gigi Barnett, WTOP News.
Students across our area were racing their EV cars around RFK Stadium Saturday afternoon.
It's not Formula One, but the atmosphere was electric.
You don't hear the noise of the cars, but you hear the noise of the parents and the students cheering on their team.
Will Ellis with event sponsor Pepco says each student team built their cars from the ground up.
We get students who want to be in the field of STEM, hands-on experience of what it's like to build the EV.
Students like standout Jovan Beezer-Dwyer.
We made sure that while racing, we were getting data, knowing exactly how much he used, how many laps he won each time.
Beezer-Dwyer has aspirations to be an aerospace engineer one day and says events like this are great prep.
You gotta make sure that you're focusing on what matters, and you gotta look for the little things that you don't even think matter.
In the district, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
For the WTOP Mystery Newsmaker Contest, listen Saturday and Sunday mornings during the 8 a.m. hour. We'll play the first voice of someone you've heard in the news recently here on WTOP. Then be the first caller, 855-885-1035, to correctly identify the Mystery Newsmaker and win a pair of Broadway tickets to In the Park Broadway, June 16th at Wolf Trap. Join the stars for the night of a stellar show, tunes, and memorable performances. Visit WTOP.com, search contest for more information. Coming up after traffic and weather, what's the secret to a long and happy marriage or relationship? The story coming up. WTOP News Time is 5:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Carlos is in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Indeed I am. Thank you so much. Good morning. The outer loop of the Beltway, unfortunately, still dealing with that vehicle fire. It is a tractor trailer that seems to be on its side, just based off of this camera angle I've got here. Might have even be a bus. The point is, the outer loop of the Beltway after 201 headed towards the exit for College Park, Route 1. You'll have just a single lane of traffic getting by over on the left. Now, down in Virginia, I-95. If you are planning on taking the express lanes, my suggestion, do not. Northbound, express lanes on I-95 after Lorton Road are actually closed right now. I don't see any traffic getting by. The accident scene did happen in the express lanes, again, after Lorton Road. My suggestion, if I'm not mistaken, there should be an exit for the express lanes near Route 1. Jump into your through lanes there to avoid getting stuck in the closure. Delays are building, and there's no sign that they're going to be clearing up anytime soon. Hopefully,
but no sign of it yet. 66 looks good. Beltway traffic looks awesome. And southbound 395 has got the left lane blocked for that earlier crash near Glebe Road. Just watch out for that one there. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP traffic.
Thanks, Carlos. Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Got cloudy skies to start your Sunday this morning, but don't let that fool you. We're going to have the sunshine return pretty fast. Outside right now, we have 50s to start your day, but once the sunshine comes out later on, we've got temperatures in the 70s. A weak cold front pushed through overnight, so we have a nice dry air in place as well. So temperatures in the 70s, sunshine, low humidity, perfect ingredients for a nice Sunday afternoon. The warm and dry weather stays with us all week long with highs on either side of 80 degrees and sunshine through next week. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
Temperatures creeping up in our area, 59 in Manassas, 62 at Metro Center. It's 61 degrees. In Centerville, weather brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news on WTOP, 10 and 40 at the after the hour. Here's Bloomberg's Lisa Mateo.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. The secret to a happier and longer marriage is having a joint bank account. That's according to a new study from the Indiana University Kelley School of Business.
We recruited 230 engaged and newlywed couples. These were couples who all had separate accounts, and we paid them to either keep it separate, merge their money into a joint account, or do whatever they want.
Scott Rick, associate professor of marketing at the Ross School of Business at the University of Michigan and one of the authors of the study, says by the end of the 2 years, the joint account couples were better off.
They argue over money less. They are happier with how they're both spending money. They're more at peace with it. They're more communal. It's not your money and my money. It's our money.
There were a few hurdles.
Some difficult conversations like, oh my gosh, you spent X on Y? I can't believe it. And while those may have happened, it looks like eventually those conversations helped couples get on the same page.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Lisa Mateo on WTOP.
Coming up on WTOP, a top official at the Virginia Military Institute resigns suddenly. We'll have the story coming up. WTOP News Time, 5:11.
Providing health care to people who need it most. That's the simple but powerful purpose behind Doctors Without Borders. We treat wounded people in war zones, care for malnourished children, and provide safe reproductive health care. We're on the ground in emergencies, from Ukraine to Afghanistan. We put patients first. And we go where we're needed most. Because at Doctors Without Borders, we believe people deserve to be treated with compassion and dignity. We treat our patients completely free of charge and without regard to race, religion, or politics. Doctors Without Borders has provided free, life-saving medical care for over 50 years. And thanks to the 6 million people around the world who support our work, Doctors Without Borders will continue to put our patients first.
5:12 on a Sunday morning.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Nats bats go chilly in a loss to the Phillies. I'm Frank Hanrahan.
Sports in 10 minutes here on WTOP.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Scenes of the earthquakes in Syria and Turkey have touched the world. With thousands of lives lost, we need to protect those children who remain, who have lost their parents and their homes. Help now. Donors like you are the reason why UNICEF is able to help children and families in Syria and Turkey. With your help, UNICEF can continue to be there to keep children safe. Visit unicefusa.org/earthquake relief.
You're listening to WTOP News.
5:15 on a Sunday morning. I'm Dan Ronan. Thanks for being with us this morning. Amazon is charged with violating a law that regulates what companies can do with the information that they collect from children. Federal regulators have brought charges saying Amazon did not admit to doing anything wrong, but it's agreed to pay a $25 million fine and change its privacy policies. The consumer man Herb Weisbaum is a contributing editor at checkbook.org.
Amazon proudly boasts that it builds its devices with your privacy in mind. But as this case demonstrates, the company doesn't always live up to its promises. The Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice charged the retail giant with violating the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act rule, COPPA, by keeping children's voice recordings forever and ignoring parents' requests to delete them. According to the federal complaint, Amazon prominently and repeatedly assured its users, including parents, that they could delete voice recordings collected from its Alexa voice assistant and geolocation information collected by the Alexa app. The company broke its promises, the lawsuit alleges, when it kept sensitive voice and geolocation data for years and used that information that was unlawfully retained to help improve the Alexa algorithm.
You know, it's wrong to give parents the illusion that they have some control here when you're actually actively undermining their intent and what they want to do with their children's data. And we need to respect parents as gatekeepers and as guardians for their children.
Josh Golan is executive director of Fair Play, a nonprofit dedicated to helping kids thrive in an increasingly commercialized culture.
And the law is very clear that if you have a child under 13 and you are collecting data from them, first you have to get parental permission, but then you can only keep that data as long as you need it for the original purpose. So Amazon, like many companies, was keeping that data forever because they thought they might have some other purposes for it down the road.
Amazon denies violating the law, insisting that it built Alexa with strong privacy protections and customer controls, and designed Amazon Kids to comply with the COPPA rule. The company said it settled the case to put the matter behind it. In a statement to Checkbook, Amazon said, quote, "As part of the settlement, we agreed to make a small modification to our already strong practices and will remove child profiles that have been inactive for more than 18 months unless a parent or guardian chooses to keep them." Amazon also agreed to pay a $25 million civil penalty and institute strong privacy safeguards.
That is consumer man Herb Weisbaum with checkbook.org. More at WTOP.com. A quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is criticizing China for conducting what he says was a dangerous aerial intercept over the South China Sea. Talks resume Monday in D.C. between the package delivery giant UPS and the Teamsters Union over a new five-year contract. At stake could be the delivery of your packages later this summer because the union says it will not extend the current contract. And it has a $300 million strike fund in the bank. Keep it here on WTOP. Full details in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Carlos is in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Indeed, I am. And I want to say thank you to a listener for giving us the details. Northbound I-95, fantastic news. The express lanes have reopened. So if you're planning on using the express lanes, go for it. However, just be careful after the exit for Lorton. You will find some of that crash activity still over on the right-hand side. You still only have a single lane getting by on the left. Northbound express lanes, I-95. After Lorton, stay to the left. Watch out for the crash response. Now, southbound side of 395. Looks like the earlier incident that was over on the left may have cleared up. They did adjust the camera there, so just be careful headed southbound, passing Glebe Road, outer loop of the Beltway. The vehicle fire, still dealing with this one. Looks like it may have been a bus now that we're getting a little bit more light in the camera. Outer loop of the Beltway headed towards College Park, Route 1. Right-hand side of the roadway is blocked for the vehicle fire. The whole roadway is wet as the fire department is out there taking care of the situation. As of now, only a single lane of traffic on the left is what's getting you by. I am seeing people dramatically slow down headed past these this activity. Try not to do that. If you slam on your brakes and the person behind you expects you to not slow down past the accident scene, well, now there's a crash in the single lane that was left over. So we don't want that to happen. Be cautious. Stay in your lane. Pay attention there. Outer loop of the Beltway near Route 1, a single left lane is what's getting you by. The Hot 7 scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery are coming in hot. Choose from six different scratch-offs with top prizes from $1,000 to $1 million. Stay hot with Hot 7 scratch-offs. Please play responsibly. Carlos Ramirez, WTOP Traffic.
Thanks, Carlos. Now let's go to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Now, while most of us didn't pick up a lot of rain yesterday, it's good news if you had outdoor plans, but bad news as far as drought conditions go. Those are continuing to expand and worsen. So while the nice weather is going to be welcomed, we do need some rainfall, but unfortunately it's not in our cards at all with the week ahead. To start your day, we have 50s as you're heading outside this morning. Sunshine returns later on this afternoon with highs in the 70s, and we've got nothing but highs on either side of 80 degrees and sunshine all week long. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
In just the last little bit, we've punched through the 62 degrees right now in Shirlington. It's 58 degrees in Gaithersburg. Lanham also comes in at 58 degrees. The weather brought to you by Len the Plumber. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. That's Len the Plumber. Coming up on WTOP, D.C. gets top ratings when it comes to one important quality of life issue. I'll tell you what it is coming up. WTOP News Time, it's 521.
The following is a public service announcement.
For our soldiers fighting overseas in public safety, it can be tough to stay focused when they know their families may be struggling. Eagles Watch wants to help lighten the load, and you can help by donating a gift card of any amount. We'll make sure they go to military and public safety families who are in need. Please mail your gift cards or donations to Eagles Watch Foundation, 200 Lawyers Road, number 256, Vienna, Virginia, 22183, or go to eagleswatchfoundation.org and click on the gift cards for the home front link.
Things can change fast in the world we live in.
Especially when we live in the DMV.
Breaking news from Landover.
We have new information just coming in.
Breaking news happens every day.
And WTOP covers it with reporters live on the scene.
First responders are doing their best.
We get you up to speed in a hurry.
And we keep you up to date with each new development.
We'll be here when the news conference happens later today.
It's news at the speed of life.
WTOP News.
Everything you need, every time you listen.
521.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
What is your healing power? Helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness? Is your healing power a simple, heartfelt letter or being a volunteer? At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, and therapy kits. Help Heal Veterans has been helping veterans heal. What is your healing power? Find out at HealVets.org, sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
This is WTOP News.
5:23 on a Sunday morning. 2 years ago, an independent report raised concerns about institutional racism and sexism at Virginia Military Institute. The school hired Jamaica Love a month later as the school's chief diversity officer to address the issue. Now we've learned that as of this week, she's resigned that post. Her hire was considered part of the recent efforts toward diversity, equity, and inclusion at the school, but conservative alumni have criticized the school's position. She was the only black woman to report to VMI Superintendent Cedric Wims, who was also the first African-American in that position. Summer is quickly approaching, meaning tons of fun and lots of entertainment around our area. We're helping you mark your calendars with the June Entertainment Guide.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Get ready for Ed Sheeran at FedEx Field. John Legend hits Wolf Trap. TLC comes to Jiffy Lube Live.
Why?
Paramore rocks Capital One Arena. The Kennedy Center stages The Lion King. National Theater presents Hadestown. Darius Rucker hits the anthem and the Atlantis. Natalie Merchant plays the Kennedy Center. And Indiana Jones 5 hits movie theaters. See the full guide on WTOP.com. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
D.C. has been rated in the top city in the country for public parks for the third straight year. The Trust for Public Land says the district scored high on a number of factors, including residential access to parks, a park's median park size, the investment and amenities such as basketball hoops and dog parks. According to the nonprofit group Park Score, D.C.'s ranking was 99% of the residents who live near a park. Mayor Muriel Bowser said in a release, "Our number one park system is another reason why we are grateful to call D.C. home, and we encourage all Americans to visit and experience our parks, too." Arlington scored well as well, too. They ranked in the top 10. They came in at number 5.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
A tough night for the University of Maryland baseball team. They lost at the NCAAs. Frank Hanrahan has all of the rest of the sports now.
It was a good night for D.C. United visiting Inter-Miami. Got goals from Pines and Benteke. D.C. 2-1 victory at Inter-Miami. NWSL, Washington Spirit got a goal from Trinity Rodman. Spirit and Racing Louisville end in a 1-1 draw at Audi Field. WNBA, Mystics, tough loss to previously winless Minnesota, 80-78. Mystics now 3-3 on this young season. Nationals, they cannot get by the Phillies. They lose 4-2. Philadelphia snaps a 5-game losing skid. Rubber match of the series on Sunday afternoon back at Nationals Park. Now, tough news for the Nats on Saturday. Washington Post reporting that the team has completely shut down former World Series MVP pitcher Steven Strasburg, as they reportedly fear his nerve damage could keep him from pitching ever again. Strasburg has not appeared in a game in almost a year, signed a huge 7-year, $245 million contract after winning the World Series MVP in 2019. French Open, Francis Tiafoe falls in 4 sets to Alexander Zverev. Coco Gauff advances on the women's side, 3-set win into the round of 16. I'm Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Thanks, Frank. Coming up after traffic and weather, the top stories right here on a Sunday morning on WTOP, where our news time is 5:26.
There was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. We saw the most beautiful